And if you're going to invite a lot of your aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews and nieces and all these to...
Relatives.
You invite all your relatives. The mother of Jesus' name was...
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's first name was...
Martha.
I couldn't think of it. And there used to be a song, Oh My Darling, Something Gray.
Nellie.
And a boy whose name is William, they might call him
Bill.
Billy.
Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament is Matthew.
The first book of the New Testament? Matthew.
And if you were talking to Mr. Cooper and you wanted to indicate that you didn't want to get his advice, and I want the advice of his wife, I'm going to ask
Mrs. Cooper.
And the woman who married your uncle is...
Your aunt.
And Mr. Eisenhower has just recently been restored his former Army rank as 5-star
general.
Do you ever have a name for a part-time preacher who's not very good?
Yes. I can't think of it now.
You have to say Bible banger.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yard axe. Jack Lake preacher.
Yeah.
Probably just a
Supply, we just called him.
Supply, that's
in the Presbyterian Church, we just call him Supply, because he comes from a short time fill-in, you know.
The man before whom a law court case is tried is the, wears a black robe.
The judge?
The person who goes to school might be called a scholar, or he might be called a pupil, he might be called a...
beginner.
He studies, he's a
student.
The lady who takes dictation and types the boss's letters is a...
secretary.
And your town officers here, I guess that's on the questionnaire, you call aldermen, councilmen, selectmen, what would you call them?
Here in this town, they don't call much of anything, not the supervisors. There's a supervisor of every township and then a constable of each township.
Supervisor.
Town clerk.
Town clerk and the road commissioner.
Okay, you're not a Canadian. You're an
American. Just plain American.
Irish and Scotch, having that.
A fellow whose skin is not white, but rather is brown or black, you might say he's a...
mulatto?
Or a...
darky? Negro?
Negro? If you wanted to, if you didn't like him, you wanted him to get out of town, you might say, move out of town, you, what term would you call him? Darky? Or?
Well,
I mean, there are different ways. If you were to talk to him to his face, you'd probably be respectful. I mean, I'm not trying to criticize anybody.
Yeah,
I'd rather say that
respectful.
We do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't allow any darkies living in our town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever call him Coon?
Oh, yeah. Well, I never have.
I've heard him spoken of that way, but we never called him that.
Or nigger?
Yeah.
Well, they don't like to be called nigger.
No, they don't.
They'd better be called most anything else. And we had one in the thrashing crew one time. My brother-in-law called him a nigger, and he called him on it right away. He said, don't you ever call me a nigger again.
Sometimes there's a fellow who doesn't get into town very often, and when he does get in, he looks kind of foolish because he hasn't been in for so long. You call him a...
stranger?
Or backwoodsman?
Backwoodsman. Or farmer. Used to call him farmer.
Everybody was a farmer?
Yeah, everybody was a farmer then.
That's not the way it is anymore.
No. Can't tell the farmers from the town people.